questions.
Absolutely. I think we're recording right now.
Okay, awesome. So my name is Chelsea, and I want to ask you some icebreaker questions. Okay, so we're going to start off with some randoms, so don't mind. But who is your celebrity crush?
That's easy. Rihanna.
Oh, my gosh, girl. Queen. Queen. She is queen. Did you see her at the Met?
Absolutely loved it. She channeled all of the elemental pieces that it was just perfect for the Met Gala.
Beautiful. She is absolutely beautiful. She is definition of queen. All right. So I have another question. Have you ever eaten Taco Bell?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you. Me too. If you were to order anything from Taco Bell, what would you order?
Sadly enough, I'm a fan of the chalupa, but I like the chicken.
Yeah, the chicken's the best. You always hear about, like, Taco Bell's meat being, like, dog food grade. Like, the beef.
Yes, I heard that it's actually, like, on a thin piece of paper type, and they just add water and mix it together, so it's really not beef.
That is absolutely disgusting.
Yes,
it is. That is disgusting. All right, so I guess because this is like my first podcast, so I kind of want to like get those icebreaker questions out of the way and let's talk about self-love, I guess. What is your take on self-love? What does that mean to you?
So self-love is very important. I feel like in order to actually fall in love with another person, you have to know the importance of loving yourself and being kind to yourself. So, and that's not just like taking care of yourself. It's also like being kind and just, when things don't go right in life, you just got to be able to understand what's going on and just say it's okay and not, like, beat up on yourself. Because I tend to do that a lot. Like, if I suck at something, I'm just going to be like, oh, you suck. And I had to learn, like, it's not okay to do that. So,
yeah. I'm totally, like, 100% agree with that. I feel like self-love has a huge impact on your everyday life, because if you don't love yourself, then like you said, how are you going to love others? And being kind to yourself is extremely huge. Have you ever done yoga?
Yes, I have.
And do you enjoy doing yoga, or do you do it on a regular basis?
I'm not so consistent with it. I do enjoy it. I tend to kind of do it when I'm really stressed out, so it helps kind of center me and get me back on track. But I really do enjoy it, and the whole meditation and deep breathing aspect of it. It really does calm me down.
Yeah, I'm like a huge yogini. I'm not, you know what though? I say I'm a yogini, but like I'm not consistent. So like, I guess I'm like a wannabe yogini, you know, like one of those people that are like, I do yoga, but like when I can or when I want, yeah. You know what I mean?
Same.
Like, I'm kind of one of those people. What I learned in yoga, like, one of the biggest things that, like, hits me when I go to a yoga class is that, like, when you get down on that mat, it's almost like it's your church. Because, like, everybody has their own religion and their own, like, spiritual beliefs. And, you know, I was raised, like, and born and bred Catholic. And I'm not, like, huge. You know, I went to college. I went away to college. And I met all these different people and all these different religions. And I'm like, man, you guys are crazy. Like, I totally, like, you know what, though? If you have a love for something, then I'm with you. But, my yoga mat and going to yoga is, like, my church. And now my sister, who is, like, my absolute best friend, she is, like, 100%, like, Christian and stuff. And I, like, look at her and I'm like, you know what? I respect that, like, you believe mm-hmm. in God. And I respect that. Like, I think that's really awesome, you know? Yeah. If someone has enough faith in them to believe in something, that shows a whole lot of, like, self. You know what I mean? It shows a lot of whole, like humanity almost. You know what I mean?
It's very important.
So like, when I go to yoga class, I get down on the mat and I'm like, man, this is my church. This is my God. Like, this is what makes me happy. And I feel like in yoga class, they really, like, pound on self-care. Like, love yourself, love others. But, like, if you think about it, religion is, like, that way, too. Like, every religion is, like, love yourself, love others, help others, you know? Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy how all of them are, like, together. You know what I mean? They all mean the same thing.
Yeah, it's very interconnected. I feel the same way, too, with religion and just being a human being in general. Like, you can't be your higher self if you're walking around judging people and
right
just being mean in general. Like, I talk about this all the time. Like, we just, as much as we have to take care of ourselves and our family and our friends, we also have to take care of our planet too, And you got to love where you live. So all of that stuff, I do believe, is interconnected. So I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I totally am with you, sister. I'm there completely. I was vegetarian. Have you ever, like, gone on a crazy diet where you were like, I'm going to try the keto diet, I'm going to go vegetarian, vegan, I'm going to cut out red meat once a week? Or, like, have you done any kind of crazy diet like that?
Yes, I was actually pescatarian for 6 months. I tried that. And it's not so much vegetarian. You just the only thing you eat is like seafood and vegetables. So I did that for 6 months, and it was interesting, and I felt good about myself. It didn't end so good because my roommate and I, we watched Super Size Me. And
oh my gosh.
Yes. It's supposed to bring awareness on how bad fast food is, but it was actually the opposite. The end of it, we're just like, you want a burger? I was like, yeah.
Right.
We went out and did that and felt horrible afterwards, but it was a fun experience. It's something that I can say that I tried and I enjoyed it.
Girl, you're like my sister's soul right now, because you know what? I was pescatarian for 2 years. I ate seafood. I ate shrimp. I ate calamari. I ate sushi. Everything seafood and no meat. And I did that for 2 years. Crazy story. I was dating somebody at the time, and he was eating meat behind my back, and he was supposed to be a vegetarian with me, or pescatarian with me. Oh my goodness. But yes, I think you're my soul sister, because I totally am there with you. That's crazy. So I'm trying to think of more questions to ask you. I feel like this is going good.
Yeah,
this is a good one.
So besides yoga, what other things do you do to help with, you know, loving yourself and staying balanced?
So yoga is definitely a huge one. Anything outdoors, I feel like, is mm-hmm. up my alley. So even if I'm just sitting outside and planning, I have a garden. If we plant in the garden, like planting the flowers and stuff, that makes me feel really good. And I feel like it is like kind of almost like giving back, you know what I mean? You're giving back to the environment. Picking up trash on the side of the road, like anything like that, like contributes to my self-care, because I feel like when I do for others, I feel like I'm doing for myself as well.
Absolutely. We are soul sisters. This is insane. I feel the same way. Like, I'm always outdoors. If, like, work or school is getting overwhelming, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get in my car and ride down to the beach, and I'll just sit out there for hours. As far as, like, picking up trash, me and my sister, we tend to send each other, like, the million-dollar ideas. And a lot of my ideas, she's like, they're stupid, they're trash. But I was like, you know, driving on the highway on my way to work, and I was like, there's nobody's picking up the trash on the highway. This is so horrible. So I'll sometimes pick up the trash. I was like, why don't we just quit our jobs and we just charge the county or whatever by the hour and we just go around picking up trash? She was like, no, you can do it by
brilliant.
Yourself.
That's brilliant. And I was like,
that's so much money we can make. And I researched a little bit, and I was like, we can make like $30 to $50 an hour. Like, they will pay us to do it. And she was just like, no, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. And I just feel like when I pick up trash, I do the round in my community. I just hate to see trash just in the yard, especially if there's a trash can or dumpster 20 feet away. Like, you were that lazy to where you did not want to throw it away. So I mind it, but I'm like, it's in the long run, it's going to be, in my mind, it's beneficial for me to just go around and pick up after people. But I feel the same way. And I'm a big plant lover. I collect a lot of plants, and I don't have a garden because I live in a townhome and I can't plant anything outside right now, but mm-hmm. I really do love collecting plants and taking care of them. It helps center me. So that's
You said you're an outdoors person. So do you like to go hiking?
Where I live, we don't really have, well, I don't know if we have hiking trails, but I call it playing in the woods. I do tend to go and get lost in the woods for a few hours.
Oh, that's fun.
And I'm in Richmond, Virginia. So the biggest thing right now is, like, a lot of people go to the river, and there's like the rocks, and you can go and just, there's like miles and miles of trails. We can just kind of just walk into the woods and just enjoy the scenery and just like some of the historic buildings around.
So yeah, that's awesome. I'm from it's Davison, Michigan, but it's right next to Flint, Michigan. So like, I'm literally like 5 miles away from Flint, Michigan. I'm not sure if you know of the water problem going on here in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
We have like a water problem where like you can't drink the water, period, from the city of Flint. And if you do, there's a lot of lead in it. So you get lead poisoning, and there's a lot of issues going around with that. And a lot of people that were like lawmakers are going to jail because they knew about it like mm-hmm. years before all this lead being in the pipes. And it's crazy because they knew about it and then they didn't say anything. And then they poisoned all of these poor, innocent people and children and babies and old people. And now everybody's suffering. And then these people are just like rich and some people are getting away with it and some people are getting put away. And it's just a mess up here. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. And it's almost like it's kind of put like everything else is put in the limelight. And this is just kind of in the darkness because it's, I wonder if it's because the name of our city. I wonder if it's because Flint. Everybody looked at Flint as like one of the largest, like most dangerous cities in the world. Mm-hmm. I think it's second dangerous city. And I think Detroit's number one and then Flint's number two or something like that. But like, mm-hmm. It's just like almost in the darkness of how like all these poor people are like, there's people like on oxygen tanks. Like, it's just a mess. Yeah. It's a really big mess.
I read about it and it's really disheartening because the pictures that I've seen, like kids especially getting these illnesses and the water is just horrible. I don't know if this is true, but like it's something with the pipe, the copper pipes or something that or the lead pipes that are causing the issue and like contaminating the water.
Yes.
And it's going to cost too much to fix it. Is that what this is? Or they don't even know like how to fix it.
No. Yes. It costs a lot to fix. And like a lot of like celebrities are like, you know, donating water bottles because for us, our community to go and drink water or to bathe our children in water. Bless my little 4-month-old. We aren't in the city of Flint. We are right next to Flint. So we don't have that. But you know, a lot of people that just had babies have to bathe their babies and themselves. And the only way to bathe themselves, dump water bottles over their head or like pour them in like 5-gallon buckets and like pour the gallons of water. And it's just like, it's so in the darkness that people don't understand. And it's like, there's only so much a person can do anyway. So it's like, you don't need one person to like, no, you need like a whole, like everybody, you know, everybody across the U.S. to be like, listen, Flint, Michigan can't even drink their own water. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just crazy.
It is insane because you guys are surrounded by a lot of lakes and
yes,
like 11,000 lakes or something like that. And then is it Nestle up there in Michigan too?
Yes. Yes.
And that's like a really big one of the biggest producers of bottled water. So
bottled water, yeah.
So I was kind of baffled by like everyone is pitching in money and sending bottled water up there, but I know that Michigan is trying to pump millions and millions of gallons of water, which could eventually mess up, I guess, one of the lakes there. I was kind of reading through it, and I was just like, well, how is that? Are they giving directly to Flint? Or I just had so many questions. Like, what is Nestle doing to kind of help that? And why are they still in this crisis? Because it's been, what, 2 or 3 years since it all started?
Yeah, it's been about four years total, yeah.
So I'm just like, why is it still an issue? I just don't understand. If there's so much, if you guys are surrounded by so much water,
yeah,
why can't they, why is it a struggle for them to get new water? I just don't.
Right. And that's the thing. There's so many questions for like the lawmakers and like, you know, the officials up in Flint, Michigan. There's so many questions. And like a lot of them, you go to like those meetings and council mm-hmm. meetings and all those, and everybody's like, no further questions, because they're guilty, because they know they knew and they didn't do anything about it to like prevent it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just wild. It's just one of those things that you're like, you know what? I'm grateful I don't live in Flint, Michigan, but my grandma, and I grew up with my grandma, was in Flint, Michigan. I mean, I drank the water. I bathed in the water. Luckily, I have no disease or nothing. But, mm-hmm. you know, I live in Davison, but like, which is right next to Flint. But like, I'm like, it's just so sad because like my grandma had to move out because she couldn't even turn on her faucet or turn on her shower, you know?
Yeah.
She's been bathing all of her grandkids in that water for goodness, like 20 plus years. So.
Yeah, so
it's just crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just a reminder of all the craziness going on in the world. It's very, very important for us to maintain the highest self-love that we can. I think
give back as well.
Self-love, love yourself, and give back as well. I think our time is running up. Is it?
Yeah, it's running up. It was so nice to talk to you, and so great to ask you questions. I'm so thankful we got to speak.
Absolutely. Well, you take care, Chelsea the Bell, and thank you for this opportunity.
You as well, King C. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.